can't help it. I just
come back in from our 2 minute recess.
Happened. Somebody supported me.
Mr. Lang, would you like to continue?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1681, the application of Shipbuilders LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential
plan community. No need to come in now.
For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundreds, Sussex County, for land lying west of Road 213, also known as Old State Road, and southeast of Road 641, also known as Sharon's Road, and also 118 feet south of Wild Cherry Street, and to be located on 141.086 acres, more or less.
Are you going through the trash again?
The Planning and Zoning Commission also held public hearing on this application on April 16th of 2009. Developers provided us with an exhibit booklet, spiral bound. All the council members have copies of that exhibit booklet. We received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Office of State Planning Coordination, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, County Community Development and Housing Division. The application was represented by John Pardee, attorney, Zach Crouch, professional engineer of Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated, and gave testimony. Mayor Dolores Price of the town of Allendale was present and stated that the applicant had not officially made application for annexation to the town and that the county should give consideration to the town since the town and county have a memorandum of understanding for projects in and around the town. Don DiAguila, chairman of Planning Commission for the town of Allendale, also spoke and gave similar testimony. Jeff Daly, a resident of Milton, was present and stated that the recreational park needs a parking area and that the swimming pool and clubhouse should be built in the first phase of construction. Mr. Crouch, on behalf of the applicant, responded to comments by Mrs. Mayor Price and Mr. DiAguila in reference to several meeting agendas with their project proposed before the town of Allendale. Mr. Crouch added that the applicant wants to be annexed into the town of Allendale, that the applicant will annex into the town once an agreement can be reached with the town, and that they have been waiting for annexation since 2005. Planning and Zoning Commission at the conclusion of the meeting discussed this application. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. For the benefit of the council, I passed down copies of a page of proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions for consideration. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
Is Mr. Lang, what's the name? Shipbuild Ricks? Is that spelled just spelled wrong or what?
It's Shipbuilders LLC. It's spelled wrong unless they spelled it in a different language.
Okay, S-H-I-P.
Called New Dale Acres.
B-U-I-L-D-R-E-S. It's right on the, I just don't know which
that
way.
That must be the French pronunciation.
That's the shipbuilding race. I don't know. Okay.
I'm sure that Mr. Pardee can clear that up for us.
Mr. Pardee, I think you're on.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, Mr. President and council members. For the record, my name is John Pardee. I'm an attorney with the law firm Prickett, Jones & Elliott in Dover, and I'm the legal counsel for the applicant, Shipbuilders LLC. The correct spelling is S-H-I-P-B-U-I-L-D-E-R-S. I apologize for the typographical error. With me tonight from Davis, Bowen & Friedel is Mr. Zach Crouch, who is the project engineer. And since you've already heard quite a bit from one attorney tonight, I'll try to be as brief as possible so you can listen to Zach more than me. I'm sure you'd rather hear from him. I will touch on a couple of quick highlights first, and I think this is very important to note that this project is located in a development area. It is consistent with your comprehensive plan, and the proposed density of 2.11 acres is less than the density permitted by the MR and RPC zoning district. The application meets all of the requirements of your zoning and subdivision codes, including section 99-9C. And I would note for the record that our notebook contains at tab 4 our detailed itemization of all the reasons why the application meets section 99-9C. In the interest of time, we will not belabor you with all of those, and we would just ask that that be incorporated into our testimony. Mr. Crouch may touch on a few of them, and certainly we're prepared to answer any questions you might have. I would also note that this proposed development has been accepted into the county's MPHU program, which of course promotes affordable housing, which is very important. And the letter indicating that is at tab 7 of our notebook. I would note also that more than half of this site will be preserved as open space, including 40 acres to be placed into permanent conservation to maintain wildlife habitat. The application also preserves a substantial amount of woodlands. It is a restricted residential community, and we submit it would have no adverse impact upon schools, roads, community facilities, or other infrastructure resources.
You don't mean age restricted, you just...
What's the restriction?
Correct, just deed restricted.
Okay.
That's correct, Mr. Cole. I would like to mention, with regard to the proposed findings and conditions that are in the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission had a question about the timing of the construction of the amenities, and we committed then and commit again here tonight that we would commence construction of all of the amenities when the project is at 75% completion, which by my count is 222 of the 296 proposed units. Lastly, I think you should note that, or know, that we met with the town of Ellendale just last night and had what I think is a very productive conversation with the mayor and council, and the mayor's here tonight. I'm sure she can fill you in on their perspective. But you should know that we remain committed to pursuing the possibility of annexation into the town, as we always have. We've been engaged in that process since 2005 at least, and we remain committed to pursuing that as an option. As we explained to the town last night, we've actually designed this project to meet the town of Ellendale zoning requirements so that we could smoothly transition into the town, assuming that we're able to work out an annexation application with the town, which we are committed to pursuing. So I think that you'll find that we're engaged in the process. We haven't gotten there yet. The town just last night voted to approve their comprehensive plan. It still hasn't been certified yet, so we can't submit an application for annexation yet, but we are prepared to do so. And again, we're committed to working with the town to achieve that. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to Mr. Crouch.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. President, Council. For the record, Zach Crouch, Davis Bowen and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. Basically, I'm just going to cover some key points in the presentation booklet and kind of go over the site plan as far as where we've been, where we're at, and answer any questions, go over some of the traffic impact study requirements, plus requirements, and show how our plan presented to you tonight in request of the MRRPC. The project is located on Sharon's Road and South State Street, which is actually on the west side, or the east side of 113. The project will consist of 141 acres and will consist of four parcels, in which two of those parcels are actually zoned AR and GR and are noted in tab 2 of your booklets, map number 3. So there is some mixed zoning that's incorporated into the existing zoning as of exists today. The site plan does lie in state level 2, 3, and 4 outlined in the Delaware state strategies and spending. The site actually falls within your development area, and this is based on your most recent comprehensive plan update. As you well know, the state strategy map is revised based on all municipalities and counties revising their comprehensive plan. So when the revised state strategy map is completed, these three parcels, four parcels, would be in a level 2-3 area. And as you well also know, is just like Mr. Pardee mentioned, we are We did submit an application for the MPHU process in which we have been approved for, and part of that process is that all parcels have to be within the development area. So that was part of that whole process. The property is within the Milford School District, and we're also within an Ellendale Fire District, and the property does not consist or is not within the 100-year floodplain. The request tonight is for an MRRPC, which will request for 224 single-family lots and 72 townhouses. As Mr. Pardee explained, we did receive the approval December 9th from council for the MPHU process, in which 45 of the lots will be reserved as part of that process. And if you refer to the site plan that you have in front of you, the site plan that's in the booklet, there's red designated outlined parcels and townhouses that designate the number of lots and the number of townhouses that are reserved for that. And part of the process is that they can't all be lumped together. They have to be pretty much sporadic throughout the whole site to include both townhouses and single families, so you can tell they're not just in one particular area. Three of the parcels are within the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District, in which this parcel down here is not within the Sanitary Sewer District, but we have already received a letter from the county approving the sewer concept plan and adequate sewer capacity for that. And that letter is mentioned, was actually dated March 9th and actually in tab 7 for your reference. We will show a permanent conservation easement to protect some of the woodlands. Part of the site, 18 acres on the northern part of the site, that's with the cyan line outlined, which is approximately 36 acres of woodlands that's going to be preserved. The park, which is located at the northeast of the parcel, is around 3 acres. During the process of going through the town of Ellendale over the last couple of years anyways, and we did go through their planning and zoning a couple times. It was mentioned that a park be located that the community, including the town of Ellendale, can enjoy. And the reason why the park is located in this area, if we refer to the aerial plan, you kind of can see that it's kind of centralized based on, you know, this distance and this distance. So if I put it in the development itself, basically just pertain to the development. We wanted it to be kind of centrally located so that the town can enjoy as well as the development itself. Sidewalks on both sides of the street, and of course street lighting and street landscaping as per their code itself. Amenities will include a pool and clubhouse, which is around 1.37 acres, which is centrally located within the development. And this would just be utilized by the residents of the development itself. Bus stops will be located at both entrances and bus shelters, in which we received a letter from the Milford School District, which is in tab 7, approving the location of those two, as well as a letter from DART, which is included in tab 7 as well, approving the location of their transit stop. Street names have been approved by 9-1 Wood, which have been included in tab 7. And to kind of just touch base on some of the civil engineering aspects of it, the streets will be maintained, will be privately maintained and be constructed to the current standards of Sussex County standards, which are basically the same standards. If we do decide to move forward with the annexation process with the town of Ellendale, meets their same requirements. Gravity sewer. There would be a pump station located in this vicinity here, which again has been approved by the county engineer, and the concept has already been forwarded to the county and has been approved by the county engineering department. There'd be 6 ponds located on the site, in which the ponds would be, as of right now, will be wet ponds, but of course, as we get into the design of it and based on soil borns, you know, some of them could change into infiltration ponds and some of them could change into either bioretention, but based on, you know, some of the wetlands in the area, it was assumed that they would all be wet ponds. But there again, would meet Conservation District and Dendrick requirements. Central water will be provided by Artesian. We are within Artesian's CPCN, so they will be providing water to the site. And if I'm not mistaken, Artesian just presented a proposal to the town of Ellendale, which they will be providing Ellendale with central sewer, or central water as well. We are showing an elevated storage tank somewhat in this location here. And there again, for the record, just like was expressed at planning and zoning, it's just for a placement, if anything. We understand that this application has nothing to do with an elevated storage tank or water treatment facility. If Artesian needs additional storage or treatment for this area, we reserved an area for that. And if, but there again, it's not part of this application, and if it is needed, we would have to come in front of this body to pursue that. But as of right now, it's just more of a placeholder just because they anticipate there could be a need for it, and we just wanted to make everyone aware of it. And this is probably not the right location for it. There is some open space back here that's uplands, which would make all the sense in the world to move back to this location, provide a 50 by 50 area to put a storage tank if needed. That way it's not in close proximity of any of the residents and it's pretty much out of the way. But there again, it's not part of this application. It's just on the plans. A traffic impact study was done, which is referenced in tab C, and I'd just like to go over some of the improvements that are outlined in the traffic impact study.
I have a question. The storage tank, if you build the houses and then you have to put the storage tank in, is this something that would be objectionable to look at from where those people are living? Or, I mean, you know,
yeah, that's how come, I should have put it back here. Mm-hmm. That question would come up because, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as it was on the color render and it really stood out, you mm-hmm. can see that, you know, I wouldn't want it, mm-hmm. you know.
Just wondering, like you say, you might have to come
so
back.
So there's a significant amount of land back here. Mm-hmm. And an area for an elevated storage tank is not that much. You can do it on 50 or 100 by 100, but we can tuck it back in a corner. Mm-hmm. But there again, if it does come up, we'll be back in front of you to request that. But this, it is definitely not part of this application.
We don't want to fill the room again like we did just a little while ago.
You're
with people who are upset
concept.
About it.
Yeah, it's just a concept.
Okay.
And there again, it was just trying to be proactive. If it does come up, I can at least come back and say, well, we had it on here as a placeholder, and here's our application, instead of coming back and saying, okay, we knew about it, but, you know, here we are. So, some of the improvements that are required are the improvement of Shannon's Road from 113 to 16, which will have to be improved, and also from the southern property line of the property all the way to 16 for the traffic impact study that was done. There is a revised letter from Bill Brockenbrough in reference to some improvements out at 113 and 16. Which references an agreement to improve a portion of the intersection, which is located here, based on two big developments dropping out of, I guess, the development scene. One is Isaac's Glen and the other is Elizabethtown. Those improvements are now not required based on the traffic generated from this particular project. But those improvements will be required, the ones I pointed out to, as well as an island in this location on Sharon Road to help the rights in and rights out to basically be an island just to allow just rights in and rights out at that particular intersection. And the environmental... We completed a wetlands delineation, which is currently on a plan. We did receive a letter that is not in your booklet, but I actually submitted, I think I received it the same day as our public hearing for P&Z, which was dated March 31st of 2009, so we have an approved JD from the Corps. All tax ditches will have a 50-foot buffer from maintenance easement around all tax ditches for maintenance. We have been working with Brooks K. Hall with Denerec to ensure that, you know, all the tax ditch easements are abide by. And then a couple last points. All TAC comments have been addressed, plus comments have been addressed, and actually received a letter from the State Planning Office having no objection to this project itself. 99-9C, just want to cover a couple of them, just because I think they're pretty important to what we're trying to do here. And number four is a big one, which preservation of open space and scenic views. We're preserving around, as Mr. Pardee mentioned.
Tab four, page two.
54% open space. And if you actually remove the wetlands and the stormwater management, we're preserving around 39% open space. So there's a total of 76 acres of open space that pertains to this project. And as you review the plus comments and some of the TAC comments, we incorporated as much as possible based on preserving some of the woodlands, which was a key point in some of the plus comments, as well as some of the Denerec comments that were referencing the TAC comments themselves. A couple of the other comments, integration to proposed subdivision to existing terrain and surrounding landscapes. The layout itself was based off of a traditional block neighborhood, which is actually referenced in the town of Ellendale's code. So when we actually did the layout for this particular project, you know, we kind of took their code and implemented it so that, you know, at some time, that the comp plan was approved and there was an agreement reached with the annexation agreement that we could pursue that and actually meet their code, so there would be very minimum changes.
Am I seeing sidewalks throughout?
Yes, sidewalks and street lighting throughout the whole project.
How wide are the sidewalks?
5 feet,
okay,
which are required per mm-hmm. ADA requirements. And that concludes my presentation. I just would like to add just one thing. I mean, Mr. Pardee touched on it. I mean, we have been working with the town of Ellendale, and you know, the mayor's here tonight as well, Mr. DeAquila, and since 2005. And I know they've been working very diligently to get the comp plan approved or revised and approved. And just like Mr. Pardee mentioned, last night they did approve their comp plan. It hasn't been signed yet by the governor, but I guess they anticipate it next month. So with that being said, we've been a long time on this project just trying to get through some type of a process so that we could move this forward. And that's one of the reasons why we went through the MPHU process. As you all well know, the MPHU, you get a bonus density. I mean, there's no bonus density on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're at minimum and we're preserving. And I think we accomplished that here. And, you know, the whole goal of the MPHU was, A, we can provide affordable housing, but at the same time, expedite it. I mean, that's pretty much what it boiled down to, just because of, 2004 and now we're into 2009. And we cannot go through the annexation of the sewer district until we get a preliminary approved plan. So there are steps that we're trying to meet just so that, A, we can make some progress, but at the same time, once we get to that particular stage, we could move forward with an annexation. I've already talked to the mayor. We've already been in contact with their attorney to try to get an annexation agreement, so that we can start going through some drafts. But the intent is still there. So I just want to make sure that we're all clear on that.
Well, if we approve this, is it possible you could go ahead with it without annexation into the town?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Then, and
sure.
Then, yeah, but what if, all right, so I guess I'm a little concerned about the town. If they want annexation and we approve it and
But as I stated this on the record many times.
I understand what you're saying.
And I've submitted, you know, I think 6 or 7 letters last time. And just like Mr. Pardee stood up here and said, I mean, we met with the town last night. I think there's progress being made now. And we are willing to pursue that. But, you know, from our client's perspective, we need to at least do something. And, you know, since we've been sitting on this project from 2005, to move it forward, to get the sewer concept plan and to go through the sewer annexation and to start the design process. You know, during that period from preliminary to final, if the annexation agreement is reached, then, we could be annexed in.
But if it isn't, then it just won't be. It's a possibility.
That's a possibility, no doubt.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready for questions?
Any other questions? Yes,
yeah.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll just, I did, as I was going through the book, the state was really concerned about the trees, it seemed like, in the forest area. And they mentioned the one thing about stormwater, and there are so many ways we've heard about handling stormwater now that are more innovative than the open ponds. And I think you actually referenced that you might look to other alternatives.
Yes.
Have you? I mean, because you do show a number of ponds on that picture down there, right? So. You know, it seems the trend nowadays is away from ponds.
Yes.
Is, and then also because you've put a lot of these ponds where there's, again, the state says you're removing trees. So, again, they see a big importance on I guess this piece of forest is an important part.
Right. Mr. Cole, just, you know, I think we preserved a lot.
Oh, you have. Okay. I agree. Just, I agree, no doubt.
But from the perspective of stormwater management, you know, before you can do stormwater management, first thing you got to do is soil borings because you got to figure out where the groundwater's out. And before you can do infiltration, there needs to be a 3-foot separation distance from the groundwater. So if you're not even within 3 feet of groundwater, and based on where, you know, these are wetlands down here.
Right.
You know, I'm just, and there's a tax ditch that runs along here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first reaction is like, well, you know, we might not be able to do it, but I mean.
Your assumption is that you're going to have to probably do ponds.
Yes.
Because, okay. Right.
But if we can do some type, I mean, worked with the conservation districts on many projects, and if there's a way to do some type of other green technology, most definitely. I mean, because it cuts down on maintenance, it cuts down, I mean, just,
oh, I know.
There's so
I know.
Much of a benefit.
I just said it lately, there's been a trend away from them. I just wondered, I saw so many, and I saw their comments, so I just followed up. And the other one was just basically they wanted to request a, if they wanted to be permitted to do an environmental study or survey, and your comments were kind of vague. Did you ever permit them on site to do their survey?
No, but as part of the JD, when you submit a request for the JD, I mean, they have the right to go out there and do that. So I don't know if they did or not. But
was,
I mean,
there a reason why you didn't just let them go in there? I mean, I'm just.
They could go in there as much as they want. Or not hot in.
Well, just okay. I was just following your comments.
We did a phase one. You know, we did a phase one. I mean, there was nothing that showed up on the site. So, but yeah, I mean, as part of their process of going through Deneric and also the Army Corps, I mean, they have the right to do that.
It's interesting that there's no comment from the Milford School District, and this is not an age-restricted community.
Yeah, I mean, there's a letter in there from the school district, so we've been in contact with them.
There is a letter in. I must have missed that.
About
I thought
the,
I read
about
no,
the,
no
yeah,
response.
They, oh, there was. There is.
It is in there?
Yeah, it's in
okay.
There.
Okay. In the plus report, it said
they
no
don't
response.
Care. They said it get hire more teachers.
They did respond?
We've been in contact with them with
about
the bus
school bus stops.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I mean they've seen the plan and stuff.
But there was no response about the development itself and their capacity to handle it.
I'm there with you, Mike.
Okay.
Any other questions from council?
You too.
Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson? No? Okay, let's see what the public has.
Thank you.
Is there anybody here who would like to?
If Mr. Pardee is done.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure the applicant was done.
We're done.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's official.
Me too.
Anyone here who would like to speak in support of this application?
I'm back again.
See ya.
For the record, your name.
I come before you this evening representing the council, the town council of Ellendale. And as has been stated, we met with Mr. Crouch and Mr. Pardee last night before council. And no one on council objected to the project. Now, there were the one thing that I want them to do is to go ahead and move forward with the annexation. They were there last night, but Mr. Hall was there last night. And as it has been stated, we've already signed the resolution for the final comp plan amendment, and now we're waiting to have it certified. And hopefully, I believe Mr. Hall said we'd try to get it certified by the first of next month. And you need to understand that originally this project, part of this project, was not in phase one of our comp plan. Part of it was in phase two, and that was the bottom, the southernmost part of it was in phase two. And when I went over the comp plan with Mr. Hall, it was decided that we try to move north and south. And in doing so, we bring in that particular parcel of land into phase one. So all of that land is in phase one. And that's why Mr. Crouch kept talking about waiting for the comp plan to be revised. We had started to amend it and everything. We discussed some things. We discussed the park, parking on the park. We need the parking on the park. We discussed it, maybe some stop signs on that long stretch going all the way up to the park and coming in, like three-way stop signs or something of that sort to help out there with the traffic. Going back over their plan, which I don't think you have dimensions on that one. But anyway, checking our comp plan on our zoning and making sure that the lots and everything were the correct size. I did that. And, of course, before I mentioned the height of the townhouses in planning and zoning. And to get an understanding of that, that's something we will talk about and discuss. And what I've asked them to do is because the original petition did not include Lot 34. And when they gave me their site plan list, Lot 34 is listed on there. Well, Lot 34 does not exist anymore. And they tell me it was in the middle of that whole project, and it was a farmhouse. So what I've asked them to do is to update their petition, rewrite it, please, and put in there what they did with Lot 34, what has happened to it, okay? I think it needs to be consistent because their first plan came in with three parcels of land and not the four parcels that's mentioned on their site plan. I think that was what we did do. The open space, I'm glad to see the number of trees that they have reserved in that area. I'm just wondering, are you going to have any on the streets or anything? Okay, because I would hate to be sitting out in, you know, in the sun. And someone asked something about the impact on the Milford School District. If this is a multi-age group development, then yes, it's going to make an impact on Milford School District. It is located right next to another development, Walker Acres, which has a lot of children in that area. And that property will make an impact on the school district. Now, the Newdale Acres, I have to get used to that name, constantly saying shit builders.
You're old, Dale. That's
new. It will make a great impact on our town.
Oh, yeah.
And on the police force. It will make a big impact on the fire company. It will make a big impact on everything because we'll have to, along with the other project that we're getting ready to annex on June the 13th, it will make a big impact on the way our charter is, and it's going to have to be revised to include these people in some way to have representation. Not only that, they're going to be helping to provide for the town the water. This project, as well as Wheatley's project, will be helping to provide for the town of Ellendale the water that the town needs. So We feel very confident that they're going to annex, because I will be on them. I've already talked to our lawyer. She's waiting for call. Okay? I talked to her today. She's waiting for your call, and told her some of the things that I wanted in the agreement. But, yes, I'm waiting for them to annex. I want to see it in black and white. And then I'll be really happy.
For the record, you are Mayor Dolores Price.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
And Ms. Price, may I ask you a question? You say you're going to need additional police.
I will need full-time police.
Has any provision been made for that in any way whatsoever in this agreement with between you and the developers? Or
right now,
in the town and the developers, excuse me.
Right now, we have not talked in that capacity this time, but that is something that we hope that with our impact fees will help to take care of that.
Okay.
Good. And it could be noted that any of the real estate transfer tax that occurs once this is annexed into the town goes into Ellendale rather than to the county. So that also would be additional revenue for you.
They're not good.
Yes.
Who's the attorney for the town? Who is your attorney?
Erica Schrader.
But those would be impact fees if you're annexed, if it annexes in, but not if it doesn't annex in.
No.
Correct.
There would be no impact fees, and you'd still have to serve those people out there with police protection, would you not?
No, they would not annex into our county.
Well, they would be served by Troop 7 then. That's a long way away.
They keep folks on the road.
From that area, Troop 7.
Thank you, Ms. Price.
Doesn't your sword go to Georgetown?
Yes.
Now, with that coming to Georgetown, I was talking to up here a year or so ago. They were loaded up pretty good. Have we now got them so we can take care of?
Well, that's another whole issue right now, and I'm trying to get the heads and tails of all what's going on. We were told that we have enough, that there's enough EDUs to cover all the development that we were going to have. I've been told that two or three times, in not only verbally, not only meeting with Mr. Baker and Mr. Izzo, but in writing as well. But now I'm learning some other things, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, probably that sewer should originally went across the street by where Deluxe is, bought that big farm, put the sewer in there, and you guys could have went on. But this is only so much land down here for Georgetown where Baxter's got it, and I don't know what they're going to do.
You
but
are
anyway.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I know they stopped developing here in Georgetown for a while because they couldn't take any more sewage.
Get it in black and white here.
Yes.
Very wise. Thank you.
For anyone else who would like to speak in support.
Good evening. My name is Don DiAquila. I'm a member of the Planning Commission for the town of Ellendale. You're going to have to excuse me if I possibly would go out of a sequence that made sense. I'm making some notes as we've been discussing this. And as Mr. Pardee spoke, Zach spoke, and Mrs. Price, I concur with Ms. Price and everything that she said. But I'd like to just touch on it just a little bit more. I think you would note that, not only Zach, but Mr. Pardee as well, Attorney Pardee, indicated that they've used the words if they annex and the possibility of annexation as an agreement. Just wanted to point that out. I'm sure you heard it loud and clear. This property is contiguous with the town of Ellendale. Part of it has always been in the comp plan from 2005. As Zach indicated, we have had several meetings. We haven't had many other than a conceptual understanding that was presented. I don't want to give the exact timeline. He could probably give it to you. It's probably been several years ago. It's the last time that I recall seeing. It might be a little bit shorter than that. That being said, as you all well know, it's good growth to incorporate these types of developments into the comprehensive plan of these municipalities. That's what the state understanding of these comprehensive plans was all about. That being said, the comp plans that were certified in 05 could also have been amended since 05. Numerous comp plans have been amended with the state in many municipalities. It doesn't take that long. Had we had more contact with the developer, if the developer had more contact with the town, we could have certainly moved forward with that at an earlier date. Ellendale You know, you might think of it as very small, but they've worked very, very hard in the past 4 or 5 years to move into the realm of what you guys do here. They have a functioning council. They have a functioning planning and zoning commission. They have a new zoning ordinance. They have a subdivision ordinance, all recorded. And they are very up to speed, so to speak. The annexation understanding is very up to speed. They have a town attorney that has prepared it. We did an annexation. It was a property that I personally own. I worked for 4 or 5 years to actually get to the point where I could be annexed into the town of Ellendale. My property was contiguous. It's a 5-acre parcel along Route 16. The town had their referendum. They had their vote. They are very, very capable of doing annexation. The developer has stipulated that the town of Ellendale and the planning and zoning commissions of their intentions to annex into the town of Ellendale. They've always said that, but they have never returned an annexation agreement. They're talking about it now, I think, because we want them to be in the town of Ellendale. Mm-hmm. The comp plan, as we stated, is under review, the 5-year review. It has been moved through on resolution of the town. It is now at the Office of Planning. It should be certified that incorporates this particular parcel in full into the comprehensive growth plan of the town of Ellendale. That should be done in 30 to 60 days, as Ms. Price already indicated. Ellendale presently is a town of 250 to 300 residents. A subdivision of this type has the potential to increase the town probably fivefold when built out. It is in the best interest of current town residents, as well as new residents of this subdivision, to have local code enforcement, local policing, local public works to oversee a subdivision of this size. Local municipality jurisdiction, rather than county, best manages these types of subdivisions, especially moderately priced homes, housing subdivisions. Just the road system, street lighting, that would be accepted by the town, whereas in the county understanding, the county would not accept them when built out. They would turn them over to the subdivision. Massive road system, massive maintenance, massive cleaning, you know, and there again, you know, it does deteriorate and you have to move forward with getting repairs done. The town would accept the street lighting. They would make sure that the street lighting worked. They would make sure that the streets worked. They would make sure that they were serviced properly and cleaned properly, as they already do in the town of Ellendale. The streets in town, if you've been through there, they take pretty good care of, all said and done. Additional tax base, I don't want to, you know, indicate with Mrs. Price, will allow additional code, police, and public works, and town administration to grow, adding the necessary personnel to properly govern the subdivision of this size. The subdivision has a proposed park, community center, stormwater ponds, all of which must be maintained and policed. If, in fact, you don't have a functioning HOA, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, a lot of HOAs, even though they're recorded and deed restricted, they aren't functioning right now, you know, in the best subdivisions. And when they're again incorporated into the town of Ellendale, it is in the best interest of the residents there, as well as the county, as well as everyone involved, to have them locally coded and locally policed and locally maintained. Mm-hmm. As Ms. Price indicated, and as you all well know, there is a memorandum signed by the county and the town of Ellendale.
You mean the memorandum of understanding?
Yes, ma'am. Did I say something different? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just wondering. No, I'm new here, so like, help me understand.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I've made some notes. I'm trying to get it all in. We welcome the developer into the town of Ellendale.
Yes, sir.
You know, we are very well equipped to move. You know, Ellendale is pro-good growth, and with that being said, we have all the infrastructure in place to move this forward with a developer at, I don't want to say warp speed, but to do whatever we can to have as many meetings as we can to move this forward in a very expeditious manner and get him moving forward with shoveling the dirt. We look forward to it. Mm-hmm. The developer did meet with the town. As I'm told, I wasn't at that meeting. That was last night to indicate that they're looking to move forward with annexation, and the town, of course, the council, as Ms. Price indicated, they were very favorable. There was no dissenting votes associated with that. We welcome them. I could not speak for Mr. Pardee for the last 2 or 3 days, but Erica Schrader was waiting for his call from planning and zoning meeting that was held several weeks ago. As of 3 days ago, he had never contacted her because I spoke with her and asked her just that question. So we are looking forward to moving this process forward and in all aspects. Erica's waiting, we're waiting, and we're ready to move forward. As far as the sewer district, that question came up. I would have to say that there is nothing in writing, but as a person that knows about development in this particular area, my understanding with the sewer district is that there is more than adequate capacity. Of course, there were many projects on the drawing board that, in fact, have still on the drawing board, and the sewer capacity is not being utilized that was kind of committed for, you know, knowing what was on the drawing board, knowing what was approved by this body and other bodies. So there is more than adequate capacity is what I'm being told. I do not have it in writing, but there is more than adequate capacity for the site of developers. As I said, we welcome the developer into the town of Ellendale, and we would appreciate all the input this body can do to make sure that the town of Ellendale certainly has an annexation understanding. I know annexation is voluntary, but it is in our comprehensive growth plan, and it is in the best interest of everyone that this particular subdivision do everything it can to be incorporated into the municipal boundaries of Ellendale. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
Adequate capacity. You use that word, adequate capacity. Are you saying the playing room up on the other end hook up, or is it adequate capacity to get rid of the sewage after it gets down here on the other end?
Yes, sir. Adequate treating capacity.
You're positive.
Up there.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about on the other end. You're talking about in Ellendale.
No, I'm talking about the Georgetown Sewer District where it all gets filtered.
Yeah.
You know, there's adequate capacity, you know, because of the development that has not occurred.
Well, last time I talked to them, wasn't, but anyway, I'll find it.
Yes, sir.
But another question. My thought was, why did you wait so long? You knew 4 or 5 years ago these people wanted to get this project going, and you wait till they almost come right to the tail end of this thing and found out they can get hooked into a county sewer and all the other things, then all of a sudden you want to jump on and want to get them in town. Why did you wait that long?
That's not
the
case.
Why did you jump on the case?
We have been on the case. The developer has elected to come here rather than pursue it with the town of Ellendale. As I already indicated, Mr. Wilson, they have never turned in their annexation agreement. They have never turned in their annexation.
Did he ever come to you and ask to be annexed into town?
Yes, they did. And
okay,
we welcomed
that's what
them.
I'm trying
to get at. We welcomed them. And
you made two stronger stipulations and they didn't want to come in. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. They brought us a conceptual understanding. We have never seen this particular understanding at the town of Ellendale. The town has probably seen it. Council recently has seen it. But planning and zoning has never seen it. They came with a conceptual understanding. The only stipulations that we asked was that it conformed to our zoning ordinance, which they're indicating tonight that they have no problem with the understanding of the zoning ordinance of the town of Ellendale.
Your demands hasn't gotten no less than it was at the original?
Any less? Or
no, that was the first time they came to see you.
No, sir. The only thing we asked them that they never brought us was the understanding of conceptual design of the homes, the types of homes, which they never did present. That was the only thing we asked them to bring.
You asked them to do what?
A conceptual understanding of the types of homes that they were going to build inside of the subdivision. They never brought that to us. But like I said, we have been working, the town has been working diligently to move forward with any good growth. The town is pro-growth. It's pro-good growth.
Did you ever tell them how much tax it's going to cost them per home or house or per person to get to belong to this?
The understanding the town has an impact fee. The actual number is $2,000-some per home. The actual taxes will depend on the cost of the home.
There again, are you talking about the sewer impact fee?
No, not an impact. Sewer district impact fee, I think, is $60-some. The impact fee associated with coming into the town of Ellendale for public services that would be needed to be added, whether it be the understanding of additional policing, whether it be the understanding of housing for the policing, whether it be the understanding of more administration, the understanding of being able to maintain and work on the roads as necessary to make sure that the ponds were managed as necessary.
They'll have to do that if they come under the county.
They will have to do it as long as they're in there as the developer. Once they leave and they're accepted and the as-builts are done, they are in fact done.
Are you going to furnish any physical structure for this $2,000 other than police department or something like that?
Well, that $2,000 goes in the understanding of the The town amenities associated with needing to manage and facilitate growth of this size. That's what the impact fees are for. And same thing with your sewer district. You know, those $6,600 go towards potential growth of that system. You know, maybe not now, but in the future. It's put into a fund. Oh, sure. As the system grows, those funds are impacted. As the town grows, those funds are addressed.
Yeah, well, I was wondering what they're going to get. Well, here they're going to get hooked up to the sewer for $6,000.
Well, what they're going to get, you know, the very important thing that they're going to get, the very important thing that the residents and the developer is going to get is the understanding of local policing. You know, when you talk about first responders, whether it's inside of the corporate limits or outside of the corporate limits, Ellendale is going to be called upon, you know, if there's a policeman available as a first responder. The gasoline, the cost of the officer, the cost of the car, so on and so forth, as a first responder. The understanding of this being incorporated into the municipal boundaries of the city of Ellendale, the town of Ellendale, would be a positive for the residents. They have local policing. They have local code enforcement, which we have a code understanding within our charter as we speak that will, you know, look out for as little as grass to as little as abandoned cars to homes that are in disrepair. You know, it's locally managed. It's managed, you know, I don't want to say instantly, but in very short order when you have local code enforcement, local policing, and local public works. If someone calls with a pothole, you know, it's going to be addressed in short order, and it's a plus.
Do you have a town public works?
We do not have a town public works at this point. There's a lot of volunteers in the town of Ellendale at this point. We have an understanding of a small police force. We have a small understanding of administration. We have a small understanding of code.
How big is your police force?
Oh, I believe it's one person at this particular time.
I was wondering how they could respond to all these houses, one person.
Well, with growth.
Day,
well, they'd get
week.
More but if they, with
Let's
the impact.
Get this money, right?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
They'll get stimulus yeah, money,
also
Sam.
Support it. That's fairly.
How long will that last?
It's fairly standard, Sam, that most of these small towns have impact fees now. And
well, I'm not against
catch up on services, right?
I'm just trying to figure out what is this guy, what are they going to get that's not going to force them to come to Allendale Town, which before they didn't want to offer it.
That's never been the case, Mr. Wilson. It's never been the case.
One of the inherent
5 years, somebody should make a grievance.
One of the inherent conflicts, I think, is the fact that this is in our developing area. We're in essence creating a land use plan that are encouraging developers to develop in these areas, as well as is in the town's growth and annexation area. So there's overlap. So, you know, I think there's a flaw in the whole planning process because we can't force them to annex into Ellendale.
You're absolutely
Ellendale.
Right.
And at the same time, you know, there are taxes and fees, transfer tax, for instance, that you will enjoy if they do, that we won't. And there are services that we will provide, such as paramedics, which you don't pay into. We pay that from our real estate transfer tax, which we lose when they annex into your town. So there's losses on both sides, depending on which way it goes. There's cases to be made that they're following the plan by staying in the county because it is in our developing area. But we're empathetic to your calls. If they'd like to annex, we'd certainly encourage it. Understand that to a degree our hands may be tied from a legal standpoint.
We can't make them do it.
Well, those growth areas are basically town centers, and we want the towns to grow and advance, not so much our growth areas, that they were just growth areas in the county, and they were called town centers. Isn't that right, Lawrence Markey?
This is a developing area.
Yeah, developing area is called town centers.
And the town of Allendale area was designated as a development district, not a town center, because the town at that time didn't have a town center district, so we just labeled it developing area.
Right.
You know, the potential for, you know, it's just like anything else, not knowing where your boundaries start and where they stop. And you're in essence here creating, with this development of this size, you're creating the understanding of fivefold at minimum compared to the size of Ellendale now. And the better question for all of you is where would this development be best served? And
logically, you would think that something adjacent to a town should be part, you know, should grow into a town versus the county.
That was my understanding of the comprehensive growth plan.
No, you're Roger. You're right. We could argue it all night.
Technically, you get this tag on thing big enough, they can vote to
okay.
County with them.
You're right.
You say this is going to be great.
You're beating a dead horse, guys.
Excuse me. This is going to be five times the size of
as far as population. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Five times the size.
Yes, sir.
So it's a point well taken, Mr. Wilson. Thank you. Let's see who else has something to say.
For anyone who wishes to speak in support of this application, anyone who wishes to speak in opposition to this application, or has a question regarding it.
Wow, some patient people. We are going to need to defer. We are going to open it up to the council questions. Yes, Mr. Ravinsky. Okay.
I guess this might not be a question, but it's a comment. The only thing in your statement you made that I guess concerned me is that you're on the planning and zoning in Ellendale. You had 5 acres of ground that was contiguous to the town. It took you 4 to 5 years to annex it. That's not very expedient to me.
Are you north? Are you east or west of Ellendale?
So I hope. I guess my point is I hope that process is somewhat faster for other people who want to annex in the town.
Good idea.
Sure, yes, yeah, sure.
I probably neglected to open it to the council before you sat down.
Let's just say that when I let's start at the beginning.
His application and part of this application. We don't
right.
want to get
all. It'll be a
4 to 5 years. It was way too long to take you annexed.
Absolutely. I bought the property in 2003. I immediately indicated to the town of Ellendale that as a good neighbor, as an adjoining neighbor of a parcel that was pretty well decayed, it was not a very nice parcel, and that I wanted to join the town of Ellendale. I would like to do commercial development and move forward. At that particular time, Ellendale, being a very small town in Sussex County, was of minimal means. They did not have their comprehensive growth plan in place. There was a $10,000 grant associated with that through the county, which we utilized to hire Nutter and Associates to move forward with the comprehensive growth plan. So if you're familiar with comprehensive plans, as you are with the county, they take a little bit of time. Okay, they take a little bit of time. I guess I would ask for reference when the first time shipbuilders actually came. There was certainly not a overwhelming. The understanding of planning and zoning at that particular time was small, but not a whole lot of things going on. Town of Ellendale is very small. There wasn't much development there. So in order to comply with the terms and conditions of the comprehensive growth plan, you have to have a working, functioning board of adjustments, a planning and zoning, and certainly a council. They already had the council. So all that was put into place. I can't remember when the first, maybe Zach could refresh my memory, when the first time that they actually came to planning and zoning. I'm thinking it probably sometime was in 2004. It certainly, I don't think, was in 2003. Sometime late 2004. But
Not to belabor this thing. So
my point
what
is.
What you're telling me is the process is much faster.
Absolutely.
And you're prepared for it.
Absolutely. And as that already indicated.
You're more prepared than they were.
We are absolutely prepared.
That was my concern. Thank you.
And we are very, as I indicated on the record already, we are very much prepared for it. We are very much welcome to it. And the developer has not rushed himself to incorporate himself into Ellendale. There was several meetings, as I indicated, never an understanding of a returned application or an agreement. Okay. Right. Never. And it's always been welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are no more comments from council, and no more comments from the public. Mr. Griffin, I think
gentleman
you would.
Allowed this. Did you want to say something? Is that open to him?
He's twitching. He's either that or he's
anyone
twitching.
Else
he's
want to
twitching.
Speak.
Maybe he's just tired.
Nobody else wants to speak, Joan. Let's move on.
Mr. President, just very briefly.
I'm sorry. This is my town.
Go ahead.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I
it's my district.
Thank you.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I think it's important that you understand that even tonight, we legally cannot annex all of this property into the town, and that's because House Bill 255, if you remember, requires that the town's annexation plan show the entire property. And so we've been trying for over 4 years, and we're committed to continue. Okay. We look forward to working with the town.
You're on the record. Don't disappoint me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vincent. For the record, Ms. Price just told me that the first visit from the developer was in 2005.
Right. April 11th, I think it says here.
Mr. Griffin, I believe you would recommend we defer and leave the record open for written comment until planning and zoning makes a decision?
Yes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion second to defer and leave the record open for written comment. Any comments from council?
No.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cole.
Yes. I have to put it in writing. Mr. Cole, I vote yes. Motion carried. It is deferred, but you may comment in writing, sir. We tried to call you up, but you didn't.
It has nothing to do with this one.
Just a minute. We.
Oh, sit tight.
We're looking at the agenda, which I don't have in front of me just yet. We are now scheduled to adjourn. Mr. Griffin, I have got something from Mr. Baker, executive session minutes that he would like to have had approved. Can we go into executive session briefly to approve these minutes?
Can we do it here?
Well, can we do it publicly?
Just do it here.
You shouldn't.
Can we amend the agenda right now to allow it?
Well, why don't we just see what this gentleman...
You have the ability to do
that. I don't have time.
Any reason why we can't do this next week?
That would kill.
No. Okay, we will do this next week so Mr. Griffin doesn't get nervous. Gentleman has a comment. Can I open the floor for additional comments?
I'll make a motion. We open the floor for additional comments.
He's a good guy.
He's waited a long time.
He's Mr. Freeman.
I have a motion, second by Ms. Deaver. All in favor to open it for additional comment?
All right.
He's
got 3 minutes.
I don't need 3 minutes. First of all, I thank you. If I'm out of line, let me know. I was unable to get here any sooner. All I'm asking is that my comments that I made at Planning and Zoning be part of the record for the zoning of 1639.
They already are.
Okay,
You're on record, Mr. Freeman.
Motion
thank
to
you.
Adjourn.
So thank
you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen and lady, woman. What are you again?